What's in a number? For some people, it's a business card.
When I switched my number from a 270 Western Kentucky to Atlanta, I said, I don't care how much I have to pay. I want a 404 number because I want to have that identity too.
WABE News reporter Jim Burris was the first public broadcasting Atlanta colleague I polled in what was to become a surprising conversation. Why did Jim want 404 and not 770 or 678?
You know, in this business, you don't want to feel like an outsider. You want people to feel like, you know, you're a part of the community, and I am.
So to some of us, part of being an insider means having the city's oldest area code. 404's been around since 1947, when area codes were invented. This attachment to quote-unquote original area codes? Turns out it's not uncommon.
Any area code that has a 0 or 1 in the middle digit, or what are the earlier area codes?
This is John Manning,
Director, North American Numbering Plan Administration.
That's the organization that assigns area codes.
Starting in 1995, we started introducing area codes with the middle digit of 2 through 9. So when you're talking about a 404, or you're talking about a 212 in Manhattan, a 415 out in San Francisco, when you tell people we're going to have to implement a new area code, one of the many reactions you get, but a very strong reaction, is that attachment to that number.
Take Kevin Skelly, events manager for on-air fundraising at PBA. He grew up in Marietta and now lives in Roswell.
When out in the burbs, we went from 404 to 770. It was kind of like getting kicked out of a club when we got the Olympic announcement. Atlanta started growing, and then we grew out of 404 like that as soon as they announced the Olympics. I think that was early 90s.
The 770 area code was brought in 1995, actually.
It was a piece of your identity. Because you know when you travel and people say, hey, where are you from? And so you just kind of generally say, we're from Atlanta, even though you're, you know, 40, 50, 60 miles outside, you still say you're from Atlanta. And then when you say, oh, wait, then you start thinking of your area code changing in the mid-90s. Oh, wait, I'm OTP.
OTP standing for outside the perimeter, a not-so-kind term some people apply to the metro area outside I-285. So we began this story with three simple little numbers, 404, or 770, or 678, and we've landed here, in these deep issues of belonging versus not, being the real thing versus being some Johnny-come-lately with a new three-digit prefix. But maybe all this is changing. After all, as John Manning notes, this era of mobile phones means mobile U.S. citizens are taking their numbers with them when they relocate.
Right, and even though you may be a native 404, but now living in Florida or in Texas or in New York, you still have that identification.
Making your area code into something like a bumper sticker, declaring Atlanta pride wherever you may roam. Or maybe it's not as big a deal as all that for some.
No, I'd actually like a new area code. It'd be kind of fun.
Meet Chaitali Patel. Chaitali works in PBA's individual giving department. What is your area code?
404. And how long have you lived in Atlanta? Over 20 years.
You're the only person, really, the only person I've talked to on or off mic today who has expressed no emotional connection. I'm seeing this excitement of the new.
Well, that's kind of where I am in life right now. It's just fresh energy, something new.
And I would like to note that this is my colleague whose cubicle is adorned in a Buddhist singing bowl.
A Tibetan singing bowl.
A Tibetan singing bowl, excuse me. And so I'm sort of getting a sense of sort of a centeredness here, this energy around you.
Yes.
There you have it. Sometimes the answer is just to let go. Not that anyone will have to give up his or her number. The new area codes will be doled out to new numbers only. Kate Sweeney, WABE.